Hello, hello. This is Karen Clark, the Hip Chick Voice, coming at you for VO Radio Online with the next episode of my series. Today, I'm going to talk about listening. So if you were anywhere on social media this past holiday season, you were probably pummeled with ads for Masterclass. I know I was. And I'd always been intrigued by Masterclass, but I just wasn't sure I would really use it. But after seeing ad after ad after ad on Facebook with Martha Stewart in her hair rollers, drinking her green juice, and letting me know that she started her first business at the age of 50, God, I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't resist. So I subscribed, right? I think it was like New Year's Eve. I gotta tell you, I don't regret it one single bit. It is probably hands down the best $100 I've ever spent. And I'm only saying this after having it a week. There are, I think there's like something like 180 different masterclasses. Now, not all of them will apply to me or my interests, but I have to tell you, there is such a wide variety of classes just alone for actors and people in creative industries. So first I watched the Martha Stewart masterclass, and I'm so in awe of her confidence. She's built empire upon empire, and she's lost a few too. But she does everything with grace and confidence, both the wins and the losses. I think the one thing that just struck me was her confidence. It's amazing. Next up, I watched a masterclass by Goodby Silverstein and Partners. The founders, Jeff Goodby and Rich Silverstein, are mavens in the advertising industry, and I could not wait to sink my teeth into this one. Oh my gosh, holy smokes, y'all. Anyone in any facet of the advertising industry needs to watch this one. It is chock full of their experienced insight, and they're amazing compliments to one another. It's no wonder they're good business partners. I'm definitely going to watch this one again for sure. And then the most recent class I watched is Amy Poehler's Prepared to be Unprepared. It's about improvisational skills, but how they relate to leading a fulfilling life. So it's both applicable to acting and life in general. It's so incredible and a little mind-twisty to think about improv prompts and how they apply to life, but it's true. They actually do. So the theme I found in all of these classes that every single teacher mentioned was listening. Jeff Goodby, Martha Stewart, Amy Poehler, they all emphasized listening to your client, to the people in your life, your employees, etc. And it's true, you know, listening is so very important in order to be respected and for success in life and career. So it gave me pause to consider, do I listen well? Do I listen enough? Do I listen to my clients' needs? Are the advertisements we voice listening to the people they're being created for? In improv, for example, listening is vital. You know, you have to listen to follow along with what the other fellow actors are saying so we can help create the story to keep it going, right? Trust is an important part of business and of relationships, both client relationships and audience relationships in the realm of advertising. We have to gain the audience trust in a mere 30 seconds for them to understand that the solution we're presenting is the solution for them, the only one they need. And trust is built by listening. It shows you care. It shows that you respect them, that you understand them. And when you build trust, you build loyalty. You build loyalty, you have a customer for life. Next time you're in a conversation with a friend or a colleague, focus on being a good listener. You could try it today. Don't interrupt. Make notes if you have to remember what you want to say. And that's my downfall. I'm constantly forgetting what I want to say. So I'm just going to make some notes. And maybe I don't even have to say it at all, right? If I'm listening. Don't interject your ideas or thoughts about what you think they should do. But rather, think about what the person is saying and truly relate to what they're telling you. See how you can solve their problem, or maybe you can't and they just need you to listen. So I hope this was a helpful little tip. It's definitely been helpful for me, and I've really given it so much thought, and I'm going to continue to as well, to see how I can employ listening in all of these facets of my life. Thank you so much for listening to VO Radio Online. We are so happy to have you here. Again, I am Karen Clark, the Hip Chick voice. You can learn more about me at KarenClark.com. That's CarynClark.com. Until next time.